Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
We're not sure where our future is.
That bit of music may be familiar by now to some WBUR listeners. It's from a series of stories BUR has been doing all this week that focuses on communities along Route 9 and the economic challenges they're facing. Today is the last stop in the series, called Finding a Way Along Route 9, and it's ending in a somewhat hopeful place, Pittsfield. Pittsfield is a post-industrial city near the state's western border, and it's undergoing something of a revival, thanks to the artists who have flocked there in recent years. WBUR arts reporter Andrea Shea reported today on changes in the city, and she's with us in the studio to share some of her observations. Thanks for joining us, Andrea.
Hi, Sasha.
So you did a story, obviously, about this arts revival in Pittsfield. You had a lot of interesting examples of artists doing really unique things. What's going on in Pittsfield? What's happening there?
Well, it's been going on for about a decade, maybe just shy of a decade, where artists started coming in, and actually it was led by Maggie Mailer, who's the daughter of writer Norman Mailer. She's also a painter, and she started collaborating with the city and with landlords who have had a lot of empty storefronts, and they started something called this Artist Storefront Project, where they gave over these vacant shops and let artists take them over and set up studios. And it kind of just rejuvenated, gave some life. And so, I mean, we've seen it all over the country in so many different places where the artists move into towns, cities, neighborhoods that are run down and inexpensive, and then they kind of beautify, transform, enliven. And so that started, and it's continuing, and there's been waves of artists going in and setting up these shops and collaborating with business owners and politicians and making it happen.
I understand you also visited a place that's almost like the Berkshire's version of Industrial Lights and Magic, which is that cool sound lighting studio George Lucas has out in San Francisco.
Yeah, I would say it's probably smaller than George Lucas's company. But yes, there's a company called Sandbox Effects, and I was pretty surprised to find out about it. And I visited it. The company's called Sandbox Effects, and the founder set up shop in the Berkshires rather than the Hollywood Hills, and I actually pulled together a little story about him.
Let's hear it.
My name is John Nugent. I'm the founder of Sandbox Effects here in Pittsfield. This is our office, or our studio, however you want to describe it.
Nugent's company specializes in 2D animation, digital paintwork, facial enhancements, and green screen shots for films of all sizes. This means he and his designers get to create fantastic environments and horrifying creatures.
Such as monsters, just little water splashes,
or trolls.
Dust hits, little things like that. Sometimes it's just a spark.
Nugent's team conjured effects for 45 different shots in the final Lord of the Rings film, The Return of the King.
Big sequence for us was the Rivendell sequence with Arwen and Eldron.
Lady Arwen, we cannot delay.
Arwen is on her journey with the elves, and she has a vision that she has a son, and she decides to leave this pilgrimage and head back to Rivendell to talk to her father, Eldron. And that sequence was pretty much done all here in-house, and there was a lot of compositing of miniature photography, castles and waterfalls and mountains and horses and characters in that particular sequence.
Nugent was on set in New Zealand for most of director Peter Jackson's marathon film shoot. After it wrapped, though, the special effects artist made a bold decision to locate his company in Pittsfield rather than L.A.
Well, I'd much rather be here than L.A., that's for sure. The commute's a lot quicker.
Also, Nugent grew up in Pittsfield. After living all over the world, he says he came back home because the numbers added up.
I did start to realize that as I did the math on all the pros and cons, that the Berkshires really are one of the best places in the world to live. And I was thrilled to finally come to the conclusion that we could do this kind of digital effects work for films remotely. Finally, the technology and the high speeds had gotten to that point where we can do this. So it was a leap of faith to try it, but we've been lucky. 8 years, so far so good.
Business is steady, Nugent says. It costs far less to operate here than it would in New York, L.A., or Boston. The Massachusetts film tax incentives help drum up business, too. That said, you might think big studio executives would be wary of working with a company so far away from Hollywood. But Nugent says that isn't the case.
I think also that they're happy to know that we are sort of lost in the woods out here. There's certain projects that they're very particular about security and not wanting the rest of the world to know that there's some storylines that are just out there. And no one really knows we're here, so that's not so much of a worry for them.
Now they do.
Now they do.
Even so, Nugent says the fact that Pittsfield isn't Hollywood can make things difficult, especially when it comes to attracting talented long-term staff, because the film business is unpredictable and there's more opportunities on the West Coast. Nugent remembers Pittsfield's salad days in the 70s when GE was humming along, but also the city's devastating crash in the 80s. Today, he says, he's thrilled to see Pittsfield on the upswing, and he hopes it will continue.
So, Andrew, you found a lot going on in the arts that's reviving Pittsfield. But is that really enough to replace GE? Is it enough to really revive a city that once relied so much on this enormous company that employed so many people?
The question pretty much remains about whether or not a true quantifiable economic impact is being made by the arts out there. But at least right now, it's creating a sense of energy and optimism and renewal in Pittsfield. You know, a lot of people are just want to believe in it.
Andrew Shea, thanks for coming in, and thanks for doing that story for Radio Boston.
You're welcome, Sasha.